Hi, Mayor.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you today?
Well, haven't stepped out yet, but it looks like it's chilly out there.
I was just going to say, cold enough for you?
Well, it is January. I suppose it's what we should expect.
Yes, looks, at least right now, like we're going to miss the major storm this weekend, so that's good news.
Yeah, that's a good thing. We'll take that for sure.
Shoo! Wiping sweat off our brow, yes. First time we've talked here on this program this year, so Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Yes, indeed. But not the first time that you and I have sat down this year, so it was great to see you on a different program back on Friday. Thank you for that.
No, it was enjoyable. It was, as we've talked about, we talk on the phone weekly, but to get to see you in person, what a treat that was, Joe.
for me as well. We'll have to do it more often.
Sounds good.
But mostly we talked about, now that it's 2025, Quincy 400 is here.
Yes. Yep, after talking about it all these years.
Yep.
Here it is. Another reminder how time goes quickly. here. We're excited about it. The team's excited about it.
Yeah.
We'll have more to say soon.
Tomorrow, the new exhibit opens up in the museum at Old City Hall. So if you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Hats off to Bob Damon. Bob worked very hard on this. And as we talked about before, the museum wasn't meant to be a stale museum of the same stuff, but we're going to rotate things in and out. Perhaps some permanent displays, and then perhaps a different subject matter at different times. So Bob recommended, it made perfect sense to me, that we take all the stories, the pictures, and the history of the 300th when the city came together, and I think in 141 days planned and executed major celebrations. I mean, a huge pageant, reenacting a number of the historical moments up at Pageant Field, an enormous parade. I know you had a picture up the other day on Carlene Quincy showing one of the floats. Hundreds and hundreds of Quincy residents were involved in it. It was pretty cool. So it tells that whole story, which of course tells the story of the first 300 years of it, in the display at the Old Town Hall. So we certainly encourage people to pop by.
Yeah, it opens tomorrow. It'll be open Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, and is free.
That's correct.
So will that stay up for the whole year, Mayor, for Quincy 400?
I don't know. We haven't really talked about that, but I don't see any reason to move it out quickly, you know.
Sure.
It is going to be a year of celebration, and that tells the story of the 300th celebration. That's when we got the granite ball. The anniversary of the 300th, the Granite Manufacturers Association gave the granite ball to the city of Quincy in honor of the 300 years, so... Some cool stuff went on that time.
Oh, I wonder what gifts will be coming for the 400th anniversary this year.
Oh, I'm going to wait by the phone.
So, and back the 100 years ago, it was kind of a week-long event, but this is more of a year-long series of events, right?
A series of events, yeah. I mean, we'll do the parade, as we've talked about, on June 14th, mm-hmm. Which will not have 100 floats like that one did, more than 100, but it'll be certainly a much bigger, longer parade than normal for Flag Day to celebrate the 400th. We're going to have lectures, symposiums, major entertainment events. Anything we normally do will be beefed up some. All those events at the Hancock Adams Common, the Truck Festival, Symphony. I mean, there's all kinds of cool things planned. It's still trying to nail down. We've got a couple of authors that are going to come out and lecture. As I mentioned before, working on the symposiums with Charlie Baker and General Dunford and head of education aboard to Catherine Craven on different subject matters, but they've all committed to it. They're trying to work in their schedules when to set up those panels and get the guests to come out and so forth. So we're going to try to get as much baked in as we can and hopefully have a calendar within a week or two.
Okay.
And then, there'll be things that'll just pop up along the way that once we get things nailed down, we can then open it up.
Yeah.
Made a couple of major events at the stadium venue this coming summer with some big acts. It's going to be a fun year, fun year.
And, well, you've said that several times. Let's have some fun. So it sounds like you're ready.
Yeah, well, I've been in government a long time, and I've been through the cycles of bad fiscal times. We went through the COVID times, I've also sensed the tone of folks over the last few years. It's been a little more challenging for people out there. So let's all come together as a community, have some fun, have some laughs, and enjoy ourselves.
Will the I'm assuming that at some point the governor, lieutenant governor, the state delegation will be involved this year as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and everyone's going to be invited to be in to be part of this in some fashion. But you know, we'll see how schedules go.
Sure. As we talked about last Friday, also, I know part of the hope was to get the Adams Presidential Center off the ground this year, and I guess the changes are happening at that little bit of a modification.
Yeah, so we're really changing up the location piece, as we talked about the other day, and trying to nail that down, talking with individual city councilors and the head of the APC and the chair of the board, and trying to come up with an alternative that would be less expensive. I mean, originally we were looking at, as you know, taking land on Adams Street, which when I thought we would be getting some additional community ARPA monies, and it wasn't such a big issue financially, but that money is pretty much dried up from the county. So we are, I don't want to incur $15, $18, $20 million in city costs to create a site for this. We're looking at other options, and it's going to be a partnership between the APC and the city of Quincy, which is great because there'll be all kinds of educational programming. It's going to be a great resource for the city, for the Commonwealth, for that matter. I think it'll be a national place in the end. So we want to get it right out of the box, Joe. And so we'll have more to say on that in the coming weeks.
Okay. All right. Look forward to that. I know that you had hoped, too, to have a performing arts center at some point in Quincy Center. Is anything happening with that?
There's still a lot of background work going on with it, but we have not identified a site. We're trying to figure out what makes the most sense financially. One is the type of building and what it includes, what the city can afford, and then, of course, we will look for corporate sponsorships. But also, as we're dealing with the development going on in the center, what location makes the most sense that we're not giving up a location that would generate, you know, millions in property taxes, at the same time recognizing, we need a spot in the downtown to pull this off. So we're still working through that. It's a difficult exercise, quite frankly.
All right. One thing that will be happening, though, is breaking ground on a new Squantum Elementary School later this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a big year, right? In addition to having fun and all for the city, the infrastructure side, it's a big year. Yes, we had a community meeting last night in Squantum. Our team presented to the neighborhood, took questions. It's a little bit more complicated than a typical school project because there are some other issues we're dealing with around it. There's some drainage issues in the neighborhood, and we certainly want to fix that as we're dealing with the school. We're going to be widening some roads, some underground utilities. There were drop-off issues. When these schools were built way back when, Joe, they weren't built to handle the traffic and drop-off. It would be walked back then, uphill both ways. but we want to deal with that. It's a real issue now. So, looking at widening Huckins Road, Winslow Road, Mayflower Road right next off of Huckins, which leads into the back of the school, which is a paper street called Winslow, and come up with a real good plan to make sure that drop-off is safe for people in the morning and the congestion is a little easier in and around the school. So, I mean, there's some old schools that are where they are, like a Parker or a Wallison school. Not much you can do about it, but when you're dealing with a new school, if you can address some of those traffic challenges, we should, and that's what we're doing. So it's going to be a little hectic out there, and that was the message last night to the public. It's going to be a little hectic, a little confusing. We're asking everyone to be patient, take your time, read the updates on a constant basis, how they'll rotate, because we're working on gas mains, putting water, replace water mains, we're putting in electric underground, going to be moving curb lines. So there'll be constant updates put out by the school and the city on what's happening this week. So we ask people, pay attention to that schedule, and it certainly make things less confusing. But Commissioner Hines stated last night that he thinks the next 6 months are going to be the worst of the project as far as confusion and disruption in the public ways. Once that aspect is done, then it's all restricted on the site. Part of the building coming down, the temporary classrooms going up, et cetera, et cetera. So, we have a great team, and we'll be notifying on a regular basis so people have the information they need.
Yep. There's a website set up specifically, thesquantumschool.com. So a great place to go and get updated information.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Cool. I mean, not everyone's going to be perfect. I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be a beautiful new facility. et cetera. So there will be disruption. I mean, people have to understand that. And, you know, the field, part of the field is going to be out of action because we're going to put temporary classrooms in.
Yeah.
So there will be disruption. And, you know, the gym program, with the gym going to be gone, that's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
Elections, voting, work on city clerk, try to figure that out. So there's complications to it more than just building a new school.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to the Southwest Middle School project that was built right behind the old schools.
Indeed, yeah. That really worked out very well.
Yes.
Really did.
Sure. Yeah. Very good. Mayor, I know that there'll be some other things happening this year. New animal shelter, new public safety complex, new.
Yeah, Furnace Brook Golf Club, the clubhouse is going to be opening up.
Yep.
So we're planning on open houses when we know. But it should be late February for both the animal shelter or animal care facility, whatever the technical name is going to be, because it's not just a shelter anymore. It's going to be a whole different setup.
Mm-hmm.
Shelter will be part of it, but there'll be other aspects of it. The canine units from the police department will work out of there. So that's coming along really nicely. The Furnace Brook, I mean, we've been under construction there for a year and a half. The clubhouse is near completion. So we're looking at probably February for both of those facilities to be have at least open houses. And then, of course, we're looking at October for the new public safety headquarters. Those that drive by it can see the incredible progress on that, for sure.
Amazing.
That's a visible location.
Yeah, to watch that arise and really tower over the old station, it's amazing.
Pretty impressive. Yeah, I mean, part of that is that it's a bigger facility, but it's also coming out of the ground at a much higher level because of the floodplain issues.
Yes.
The old police station basement flooded on a regular basis.
Yes.
So that's part of it.
Any update on the ENC property?
Nothing further, nope.
Okay. And anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I hope at some point in the near future to do an update on the MBTA. You know, the MBTA has been very visible about what's been going on, particularly our general manager, Philip Ang. And so all those slow zones have been eliminated for the most part throughout the whole district. Huge improvement on the red line. I've talked to people that use the red line. They're very pleased with the progress that's made there. So, you know, a lot of people don't know my role with the board. So at some point I'll probably present to the council update on the T from my perspective, the advisory board perspective, which is who I represent on the board of directors. So we'll be doing that probably in the coming weeks when we can work that in as well. A lot going on.
Yeah, indeed. I look forward to that. Maybe this will be the year of the ferry. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know. Never know. I mean, the T's taking it seriously. We have a person in charge of just that. What a transportation in the agency. So that was a good sign.
Indeed. We'll stay inside on the ferry today, though.
No argument there.
Thank you so much, Mayor.
Thanks, Joe. Enjoy the day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.